pray or fight? Should we pray or should we fight? Prayer is to prepare. To prepare assumes that there is an action that needs to be performed. Hence, we pray for guidance, for strength, and for wisdom so that what we speak and what we do is on God's behalf. You should always pray first so that you take the action that is appropriate and gain the victory. Praying after taking action is probably a reaction to having suffered defeat. People are saying, pray for our nation. Here's my reaction to such a request. Which nation are we talking about? The nation that has just defrauded the American people and will systematically get rid of Christians? Or the patriot America, which believes in God, family, freedom, and the Constitution? We're no longer one nation under God, indivisible, because those who have usurped the authority in our nation are not under God. Ask them, they'll tell you that. God is the underpinning of unity. Without Him, in all of our lives, including Christians, we cannot walk together in agreement. You can't mix oil and water. You can't mix light and darkness. The division in our country is irreconcilable, and anyone who does not see that needs to go in for a checkup. Such deceived people are on the verge of accepting the mark of the beast. Jesus said there are wheat and there are tares. He said there are sheep and their goats. Nowhere are we instructed to get along with the enemy. We're to pray for him, but not compromise with him. We're instructed to give no place to the devil. Satan is defeated, but his children are alive and well and doing his works in this land. Anyone who does not see the enemy of Christ as their enemy too is in pretty sorry shape. Now, if you or anyone can convince me that the people who are taking over by fraud our country are not enemies of Christ, I'll apologize for everything I say here. If Christians are to pray for anything regarding political America, it should be that God raises up champions in this hour, to stand and defeat the Philistines. We need a David. We need an Elijah. We need a Moses. We need a Joshua. It is hard for us to accept, but most, if not all, who are fighting against God have reprobate minds. They cannot be converted because God will not draw them. They are tares. If you have someone in your life that is caught between two opinions, it behooves you and them for you to open their eyes to the darkness that is about to cover the earth. Remember this, it took war to found this country. It took war to preserve this country. It will take war to guarantee a future for this country. This is the truth, as unpleasant as it is. Believing for any miracle from God that is not effected through men is delusional. The next miracle from God that does not involve man will be the return of Jesus Christ. Christ is at the right hand of the Father. The Holy Spirit is in us. We are the stewards of Christ's earthly kingdom till He returns. So we need to ask ourselves, is Christ in favor of fraud, murder, homosexuality, theft, bondage, deception, and persecution or not? If the answer is He is not, then what are we going to do about it as stewards of His earthly kingdom?